You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're close to 600 of our pets have died from these jerky treats. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. What is going on with these jerky treats, and why are we killing our pets? We need to talk about that. Then it looks like the flu shot could actually protect us from heart disease. We talked about this last year. This is not new. I remember talking to you guys about how getting the flu shot will protect you from a heart attack. We'll talk about why. And then many of you coffee drinkers are actually cutting your risk of liver cancer by 40%. I can't stand coffee. I wish I could just acquire a taste, but I can't. But liver cancer scares the crap out of us, so maybe worth taking it on. Then Australians wants to have these rapid HIV tests available to use in pharmacies and in dental clinics. We'll talk about why. And then we have an Illinois high school who is planning on randomly testing students weekly for drugs and alcohol. It's about time. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Now, mind you, in Illinois, this is a private school. It's St. Viator High School in Arlington Heights, Chicago. And it's going to start testing its students this week by taking hair samples. Now, from what I understand, a third party is going to be involved in doing the testing. They're going to be looking for ecstasy, cocaine, marijuana, and see if it's been used. They could tell us to see if it's been used in the past 90 days. Of course, the American Civil Liberty Union is all over this, saying, you know, schools should not be acting as Uber parents, quote unquote. But I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the drug use. Why not? I mean, and this is a private school. So private schools are allowed to do that. Private schools are allowed to drug screen. They say samples from 10 to 20 students will be chosen through random student ID selection by a third-party company each week. Sounds fair to me. Okay? School administrators say the test will reveal if a student has had alcohol or used drugs like ecstasy, cocaine, marijuana in the last 90 days. However, it will not pick up tiny amounts of alcohol, according to the Daily Herald. So, like, for example, if you drink communion wine, you're not going to get busted. The results take about 5 days to come back. If a student is found to be positive, the school will either do counseling or discipline. Now, of course, the American Civil Liberty Union, not happy about this one. Should be the parents who have the responsibility, not the kids. But if jobs and employers are allowed to drug test because of their liability, why can't schools? I think schools do have it in their power. Because, I mean, remember, drugs are illegal, okay? When you violate a person's privacy, and mind you, I don't like the government involved. I don't like anybody getting involved in what me and my family should do, which is why I really wasn't excited about the fat letters that some of these schools were doing, which, by the way, I'm hearing they stopped. All right. This should be a parent's job. But once we start looking at illegal activity, okay, yes, this is when police can get involved. School can get involved. Other institutions can get involved. Absolutely. And no, that doesn't violate your rights. Okay? Now, I mean, a 16-year-old is not supposed to be smoking pot. Now, if we legalize marijuana and 25-year-olds are able to do that at the house, all right, I can understand why you'd be concerned now about random drug screening at work. But then again, work has a right to fire you. Employers do not have to have somebody and employ somebody and take on the liability of somebody having drugs in their system. That's their choice. You know, what about the liberties and the freedom that employers get to have? So, as far as I'm concerned, I think drug testing is absolutely fine. I think drug testing should be done on anybody getting government dime, government dollars. Absolutely. So, in an effort to stop kids' drug use, I think that's, you know, and keep in mind, too, remember, these private institutions, they're a business. So if somebody, let's say, is putting their child into private school to try to keep them in a more drug-free environment, true, they're naive, right? Because private schools, these kids do drugs also. I mean, they do drugs everywhere, right? Okay, they're naive. We got that. But still, if somebody is paying $15,000 a year for tuition, let's say, all right, and they want a, if the product they are buying is a drug-free zone, they want their child to go to a drug-free zone, why don't we have that as supply? Why don't we have drug-free zones? I mean, there's sure gun-free zones in certain places, and a lot of good it does people, unfortunately, when somebody comes in with a gun. But why can't parents pay for a drug-free zone? And in order to ensure they get the product they're paying for, they have drug screening. Now, many daycares have to drug screen their teachers. True, your three-year-old doesn't do drugs, but you're allowed to do this. I don't see how that violates any constitutional right if you're screening for illegal activity and taking a small amount of hair, okay, and a small amount of hair could do it. I mean, we pluck our eyebrows, we shave our legs, all right, just a little bit of hair from your head. No sense freaking out about that, people. I'm for that. I think it's wonderful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, parents need to take a bigger role. They do. But I also understand the relationship between teenagers and parents. And the relationship between teenagers and parents is a very discongruent, inconsistent, weak sort of relationship. And I think parents, I think parents are one of the easiest people getting fooled and duped by their kids. All right? Now, and the reason why they're duped is because we're told that when kids go through puberty, they get mood changes. So we think their mood changes, their isolationism, their hiding in their room has to do with them going through puberty. Deciding to, I don't know, masturbate, deciding to, read girly magazines or whatever. Okay? This is what we leave them alone to deal with their puberty. And meanwhile, while they're pretending it's puberty, they're smoking dope. Speaking of ecstasy, we need to talk about that in the CeeLo Green arrest. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you know who CeeLo Green is. Many of you don't. All right. You know his song, Forget You. You know, I get the, I don't know how to sing it. Let me see. Get the change in my pocket wasn't enough. Forget you. That song. Okay, good. Except on key. Imagine the song on key. Anyway, he has pleaded not guilty to giving a woman ecstasy at a Los Angeles restaurant during a dinner back in 2012. And, being accused of giving her ecstasy and raping her. From what we understand, that the rape charges have been dropped. CeeLo Green is 38 years old. His real name is Thomas DiCarlo Calloway. And he is now being charged with one felony count of furnishing a controlled substance. He could face 4 years in prison if convicted. Okay? From what we understand, he was with this woman at dinner time. She accused him of putting ecstasy in her drink. She said that she had woken up the next day naked, having realized that he had had sex with her, and then accused him of rape. Now, many people have been asking me about ecstasy and calling it the date rape drug. That's not. Ecstasy is something completely different. The date rape drug, the roofies or rehypnol, that's the drug that you could drop in somebody's drink And unfortunately, they could get an amnestic effect. They also seem to get euphoria, etc., not as high as ecstasy would, but they get amnesia. And so the next day, they have no idea what happened, yet unfortunately, they find themselves undressed. With ecstasy, it's not supposed to act like rehypnol. Ecstasy, it's MDMA. If I want to get all technical, it's methylene dioxymethamphetamine, which is MDMA. So it basically has variations of either amphetamine or methamphetamine, which are stimulants, and a hallucinogen. All right. Sometimes people will add caffeine, ephedrine, ketamine, selegiline, and, you know, unfortunately you have various forms of ecstasy that could be out there. It's pretty inexpensive from what we understand, and it's one of the most common drugs out there. It gives people this huge euphoria. It's one of these club drugs, the most common one. And you could take it orally, even though I've heard of people snorting it and doing it IV. But this acute effect, this high, this euphoria, can last anywhere from 3 to 8 hours. The average is about 6 hours. And you just seem like you're floating. You get these hallucinations. You get very energized. So people could go on these 2 or 3 day party binges without drinking, eating nothing. And they end up getting extremely dehydrated, exhausted, horrible hangover. But this could also be very dangerous. You could get blurred vision, sweating, seizures, tremors, your blood pressure up, your blood pressure down, temperature extremes. People could go into heart failure, respiratory failure, even extreme heat stroke and die. Could there be an amnestic effect? Could be. I mean, you know, you get a little amnesia with drinking, etc. But this wasn't a roofie. Now, in terms of the legality of somebody charging you and accusing you of rape, in CeeLo's case, he was fortunate for them to be two different charges, and they usually are, where if he is guilty of drugging somebody and then having sex with them, apparently they dropped the rape charge. So there might have been, I'm not sure, witnesses or something saying it was more consensual. But then how consensual is it if somebody was drugged before having sex? I mean, if the ecstasy was really dropped at her drink at dinner time and she had no plans on being intimate with that person, as far as I'm concerned, that's considered rape. But if she was dropping ecstasy and doing ecstasy at a party and people saw her do it and she had witnesses, then no, she can't blame somebody else for then a drugging her, etc. The thing is what's interesting is the rape charge was dropped, but the giving her ecstasy wasn't. So that's kind of interesting because I could see how the opposite would be. If she had been taking ecstasy on her own, then he wouldn't be accused of drugging her. So, you know, that's obviously for the courts to decide. But for those of you that are out there that think you are having a consensual relationship with somebody, please be careful, okay? I mean, that's every guy's worst nightmare, to have a fun-filled evening, have a fling, and then somebody come back and say they were attacked when they never were. Now, mind you, there are a lot of attacks that happen. There are a lot of date rapes that unfortunately happen. It's a horrible part of our culture, and it's a shame. And we've talked about how many girls think that they could get to the point where they're almost all the way, but they don't go all the way, so they still feel like they can look at themselves in the mirror in the morning, but you know, they're already kind of naked and they're already in bed with them. So then when it does happen, but they really didn't want it to happen, is that considered rape, or should they have never been in that position to begin with? There's all these variances, and I don't know how our authorities sift through it all. But having had family members that have been raped and assaulted and date raped, it's a very serious crime. It's a very serious action. And no, it wasn't my family members' fault. Okay, they didn't put themselves, quote unquote, into that position like many people and bloggers out there have suggested that people that get raped do. Okay, but what about the innocent side of things? What about the guy that hooks up with somebody? She has regrets the next day and decides to go after him. How do you protect yourself from that? And that's tough. I mean, we see this with athletes and we see this with Hollywood stars all the time. Okay? Yeah, there was some night ended doing the hibbity-dibbity, and then later they come back and claim that they were raped. What do you do to protect yourself? Well, the easiest thing to do to protect yourself is avoid having these flings. Okay? I mean, you know, if you actually, and I know this is going to, sound very old-fashioned, but if you waited to have sex until you were actually married to the person, it would be very difficult for somebody to accuse you of rape because you're actually having sex with the person you are betrothed or you are married to. Okay, that's just a thought. Okay, maybe wait to have sex until you're married. Okay, or maybe wait until you're in a long-term relationship with the person. But these one-night stands, okay, put you guys at so much risk. And is it really worth it? Okay, being accused of rape will not go away. Even if you get cleared of charges, the accusation could haunt you. It could hurt you with future jobs. It could hurt you with future relationships. Don't take this lightly. Now, mind you, I live in Vegas, and I love people coming to Vegas and enjoying themselves. We got phenomenal resorts. We have phenomenal shows, amazing talent. You got really good radio if you listen to the 11 o'clock show on KDWN. That's my show, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Right? Some great TV, too. If you ever look at any Fox 5 interviews, you'll see me on them once in a while. So, trust me, Vegas is a great place to be. You got phenomenal weather. Even when it's hot, it's not humid. Great place to be. But this is one of the fling capitals of the world. And I am sick and tired of seeing people accused of doing something when it started out as consensual. And it's frustrating because how do you as a doctor, how do you as a police officer, how do you as a parent try to figure out what was consensual and what wasn't when your daughter comes home crying that she had sex? What do you do? Now, I mean, there's been clothing that have been devised. We talked about this about 6 months ago, where apparently there's a manufacturer who's making clothing that gives either electric shocks to somebody touching you in the breast area or the genital area, etc. And this is something that I guess you don't have to push a button for. It'll automatically do it. If somebody touches an area that shouldn't, while you're wearing it, it doesn't hurt you, but somebody else, it will. And so there are things that you could wear that will stun somebody if you think you're going to be in a position where you're going to a party. I don't know how much it costs, and I don't know where the websites are, but we covered it on the show a while back. But unfortunately, some of these cases are women actually deciding to, go that extra step, and then when they find out that the guy leaves her and doesn't even give her a ride home, she gets mad. Right? And I mean, I don't blame her for getting mad. That stinks. Right? Yeah. I went through that in school where you would be talked just the most romantic talk. Right? Luckily, I didn't fall for it. But can you imagine getting suckered into that and then say, bye, babe, and just be left there? It stinks. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
now an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the FDA is involved now as these mysterious jerky treats, this mysterious illness that I guess the FDA has received about 3,000 reports of dogs and pets getting sick and almost 600 of these animals dying since the year 2007. Now, what are the symptoms of these that these animals get? Apparently, they have decreased appetite. They get very, very thirsty, wanting more and more water, vomiting, diarrhea. After ingesting these certain jerky treats made from duck, chicken, sweet potato, or dried fruit. Now, workers have conducted more than 1,200 tests since 2011, checking for antibiotics, pesticides, salmonella. They visited Chinese manufacturers and collaborated with others, I guess, in government agencies and academia. And they still can't figure it out. According to CVM Director Bernadette Durham, Center for Veterinary Medicine, she says this is one of the most elusive and mysterious outbreaks we've encountered. She says, our beloved four-legged companions deserve our best effort, and we are giving it. Now, I guess the FDA requested that vets provide urine and tissue samples from affected animals and advise them to make the agency's fact sheet on jerky pet products readily available to their clients. Now, they could get sick if your animals like these certain jerky treats. And again, I don't have any names of which jerky treats they are. I guess they could get sick within hours, but sometimes it could even happen a week or two later. So if you do have a pet that's sick, bring them to the vet. Let the vet collect a urine sample, et cetera. From what we understand, a number of pet jerky products were already pulled from store shelves in January following a New York State lab investigation that found up to 6 drugs in certain jerky treats that were manufactured in China. Now, I know that there's usually somebody in the house that dislikes the pet. All right, I get that. And so I wouldn't be surprised if somebody somewhere within the family is trying to kill off your pet, all right? But I don't think this is malicious this time around. I think there is something that was put in these treats to inexpensively make them, and it's something that these animals just can't digest. You know, like, for example, you know how I tell you, if you're ever going into your Tylenol bottle and you drop one in the middle of the night and you can't find it, so you just leave it? Don't, because if your dog eats that Tylenol, it could be toxic to him. So we'll keep you posted. I feed my cats Purina, and here's the problem. My cats, I have 3 different cats, and they each like to eat different things. So I have to have an actual buffet for them of a few different, shall we say, hold on one sec, a few different flavors. So they need to have a buffet. One of them is really fat. One of them is always skinny. One of them doesn't care. And as we have this buffet all laid out for them, it's dry food, and then they want wet food too. So only one cat can eat pate because she has a tooth problem, so she eats the soft, and then the other one likes juicy meat cutlets. Some of these cat foods that have meat cutlets, I can't believe what I spend on cat. I spend more money on the animal food than I do on the kids, unfortunately. And so I'm very nervous because if, God forbid, anything gets recalled, I will have one cat that starves to death because they will not eat the other food. They are spoiled little buggers. Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now the trial starts. Is Detroit, the city of Detroit, eligible for bankruptcy? According to SeattlePI.com, a lawyer says Detroit will present a mountain of evidence to show the city is insolvent and deserves to turn itself around in bankruptcy court. The trial opened today in Detroit's 3-month-old bankruptcy, which is the largest public filing in U.S. history. The city has to show it cleared certain hurdles to be eligible to restructure their $18 billion in debt. One of those steps, I guess, is proof of good faith negotiations with creditors before bankruptcy had become the choice. So they had to look like they tried to work with creditors. Unions and pension funds will argue that Detroit did not try. I guess in his opening remarks, the city attorney Bruce Bennett says he could, quote unquote, stand here for hours describing Detroit's finances and their ruinous finances. Of course, people are right now outside the courthouse protesting the pension cuts. We'll see what happens with this. Seeing a city like Detroit fall, and this could be one of many, pretty, pretty scary. Never thought we'd see something like that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Colleges are seeing a slowdown in terms of people enrolling, but you wonder what? Tuition is not going down. Tuition is still going up. From what we understand, university prices of tuition rose 2.9% this year. Now, mind you, it's the smallest increase that they've seen in more than 3 decades, but it's still increasing, just not as steep, okay? They say the smaller rates of increase this year across public, private, nonprofit, and for-profit colleges have been tempered by recent declines in federal grant aid. Now, college is still not affordable for most people. Increase in published rates for the students comes after increases of 4.5% last year and 8.5% the year before. Tuition this fall, on average, for public college was $8,800, almost $8,900. With estimated grant aid, it brought the price down to $3,100 a semester. Right? Would that be tuition for the fall? Or would that be for a year? They say average public tuition and fees for out-of-state students is $22,000, up 3.1% for last year. Who has that kind of money? You know, when I went to school, thank God I got a scholarship for my academics. My family couldn't afford college, and they wouldn't co-sign the loan. They had bad credit. So luckily I got a scholarship. That covered my tuition, and then I worked. I worked two or three jobs to pay for my living expenses. I didn't have a car for the first couple years, pay for anything else I need, books. Of course, I bought the used books, which, by the way, the used books is still high-priced. You know, I mean, used books only saved you a few bucks per book, and they were pretty crappy, and the pages were sticky, and I didn't understand why they were sticky back then, and now I feel like I need to get my HIV and hepatitis testing every 6 months as a result. This whole college scenario that we're seeing, this is going to impact us greatly over the next couple decades. And the reason why is there was this big push over the last 20, 30 years to get everybody to go to college. Girls to go to college, boys to go to college. College was the thing to do. You get into college. Most of us borrowed up the yin-yang. Many of us have still not paid off our loans. Now, luckily, I didn't have to borrow a dime for undergrad because I had been working a couple jobs, etc. But I had to borrow for medical school. I was able to borrow the barest minimum because I waited tables during medical school until they finally said you can't do that anymore. And that's when I had to start borrowing more. And in residency, when you average about $1.60 an hour, and that was if you worked overtime, right? $1.60 an hour, you couldn't even make a dent. And luckily, the student loans were deferred. So I didn't get to start trying to pay off student loans till the year 2000. Right? And here we are 13 years later. Oh, hell no, they're not paid off. Now, what we did do is we took a home equity loan, and I've talked to you guys about that. Our accountant had said, look, you're at the income range when you're a doctor that you wouldn't be able to write off certain parts of credits of paying your student loans. But since the homes boomed back in 2003, 2004, 2005, use the equity to pay off your student loans. So technically, we paid off our student loans, but it's in a loan within the house. Now, mind you, the interest is less. Right? Because we got a home equity loan, the interest is less, and now our mortgage is completely upside down. And I know some of you are like, well, too much information, Dahlia, but I think this helps. We were able to still get some sort of tax credit or tax deduction based on home equity loan that we couldn't get with student loans. So we paid off our student loans. That's how we did it. But we still owe big time. Well, as more and more people are going to college and more people are borrowing, but what makes this time different than others is a college degree doesn't guarantee you a job. We're having more and more people in debt. You would think college would start cutting back their costs. Not happening. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say coffee consumption can reduce your risk of liver cancer or hepatocellular carcinoma by 40%. 3 cups of coffee a day could cause you to drop your risk by 50%. I can't even get a spoonful of coffee ice cream down me. According to Carlo Lavecchia, study author from the Department of Epidemiology from the Instituto di Ricerche Farmacologiche, Mario Negri. I could just speak Italian. Department of Clinical Sciences and Community Health from the Università degli Studi di Milan, Italy. Ah, doesn't that sound sexy. He says, our research confirms past claims that coffee is good for your health and particularly the liver. He says the favorable effect of coffee on liver cancer might be mediated by coffee's proven prevention of diabetes, a known risk factor for the disease, or for its beneficial effects of cirrhosis and liver enzymes. I know, I should have done it with an Italian accent. I guess what they did is they looked at a bunch of studies, okay? They looked at 16 high-quality studies as opposed to a crappy study, and a total of 3,153 cases from articles based between 1996 and 2012. They did this meta-analysis. They probably got some real good grants for it. And anyway, they found that liver cancer, even though you can avoid it with hepatitis B vaccination, avoiding hepatitis C transmission, even cutting back on alcohol drinking, they found that coffee could even play a role. Now, mind you, most liver cancer is caused by your hepatitis or even your alcohol, okay? It's the sixth most common cancer in the world, the third most common cause of cancer death, all right? But your hepatitis are usually your biggies. Smoking, diabetes even, could lead to liver cancer. People forget that. So that's why we always say don't mess with the liver. Although we really don't use the word mess. We use a different four-letter word. But you just don't mess with the liver. And for those of you that drink and pop a lot of anti-inflammatories and acetaminophen, right, you are really kind of abusing it. And I have to have the liver talk with many of my patients. And it's funny because usually these people are in their late 20s, early 30s. Well, because usually you don't get the younger people in your 20s coming in to the doctor. And telling a 29-year-old that they can't drink like they used to. I mean, they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting old. Okay, mind you, I'm in my 40s. And I'm like, 29, trust me. Okay, you're not old. Quit being a wussy. Protect your liver. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine could protect your heart from heart disease. Now, we've talked about the flu. Why does a flu vaccine lower your risk of cardiac death? Well, okay, a variety of reasons. But first and foremost, all right, they looked at this. This is interesting, okay? What they did is they looked at five randomized trials. Okay, and they found that the event rate was 2.9% among those who received the flu vaccine and 4.7% among those who do not. And the benefit of this flu vaccine was for those who had a history of acute coronary syndrome. Now, is it because the flu shot prevents arterial plaquing? Does it prevent arterial plaquing rupture? Is there something in the flu shot that's protective, or is it just you're not getting the flu? Now, flu, remember, can cause inflammation. Flu is a very nasty, very, very nasty bug. A very nasty event. Now, the flu that you get, high fever, myalgias, coffee sneezing, etc., it does put you in a quote-unquote inflammatory state, and not to mention stress. So you're having that type of stress, etc., could cause you to have a rupture of the plaquing within your coronary arteries, which could then cause you to completely fill up and block. It could also cause you to be under the vulnerable stress where it puts stress on the heart. I mean, you could say a variety of reasons, but what I want to know, and if this is what they're flirting with, is there something to actual flu shots? Now, one of you may say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia. People that go in to get a flu vaccine are probably more health conscious. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, I've seen people eat like crap, right? But they can't miss work, so they go in and get their flu shots. Just because somebody gets the flu vaccine doesn't necessarily mean they're getting their cholesterol checked, they're getting their blood sugar checked, they're taking their statin medication. So, I'm not saying to get the flu shot so you don't get a heart attack. I still want to see more proof. But just try not to get the flu. Piece of cake? Capiche? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Tuberculosis, according to the WHO, the World Health Organization, has now claimed 1.3 million lives within the last year. Why is tuberculosis taking 1.3 million people down a year? Because there are drug-resistant forms. We were talking about these super bugs, these scary bugs that are out there. And we were talking about how, unfortunately, our antibiotics can't fight these infections. And what's a shame is that now not only are we worried about Enterobacter and we're worried about Clostridium difficile, we have to worry about tuberculosis. Now, why are we having so much resistance to tuberculosis? Well, maybe it's because people aren't taking their medications regularly. Some of these medications you need to be on for 6 months. Well, people are taking them halfway and they're not taking them regularly. That could be a huge, huge issue. And now having multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, we talked about tuberculosis, destroys lung tissue, causes bleeding, thick cough, can consume you. And it's pretty dangerous, and it used to kill many more. But we usually use isoniazid and rifampin. Vaccines for tuberculosis still far from being a reality. We're not expecting to see those till the year 2025. Pretty scary stuff. 2025, are you kidding me? So, in addition to people not taking their medications, because many people that have tuberculosis, like your homeless population, etc., they may not have means to get their medications, either through money or either getting to the health department to get their free medications. And a conventional two-year course, if you have true TB, a two-year course, 6 months would be for the prophylaxis. A two-year course, $4,000 to $10,000. Who has that kind of money? So you're not having people taking their medication regularly. Scary stuff. Now, what's not so scary and pretty cool are these trachea transplants. All right? What we see is we are able to now make organs. Now, maybe not big, juicy organs like your pancreas and gallbladder, etc. But we have been able to make windpipes. And what we've understood is that one of our patients, not my particular patients, who was able to take her tuberculosis-ravaged trachea, because tuberculosis tore through her trachea, and was able to use a tissue-engineered windpipe. Here she is 5 years later doing phenomenal. All right? She had scarring and from the procedure, still had to go through stents to widen it. But she's still alive and well with a trachea transplant. Now, unfortunately, there have been some sad setbacks, all right? According to ABC News, there was a two-year-old girl who was given a similar transplant and unfortunately had died. But us being able to make these organs that do not need to give off certain, shall we say, enzymes, or like I said, the juicy type organs, things that are more structural like a trachea, it's among us now. We can do these things now. Not sure what one of those costs. You would think, you know, when you go to Home Depot and you get those, you know, pipes and those, you would think it wouldn't be that expensive. But it is. It is. But there's amazing things we could do now, especially even for tuberculosis. So hopefully they keep going and they keep cooking. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of
experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.